listener production.
Morning, I'm Amy Ross. Victorians are being warned there's not much cash to splash in today's state budget. Jacinta Allen says there'll be some cost of living relief, but difficult decisions will need to be made.
Our budget will be making, alongside focused on families, making sensible and disciplined decisions that are focused on supporting Victorians into the future.
Meantime, Victoria's events industry is fearing the worst following reports today's budget could have cuts in store for the tourism sector. Felicia Mariani from the Victorian Tourism Industry Council hopes this isn't the case. She says spending on tourism should be considered an investment, not a cost.
Our visitor economy here in Victoria has shown time and again that we make very significant contributions to the economic viability of the state, and we employ hundreds of thousands of people across Victoria, many of those in regional areas.
Cancer Council is thrilled at the number of regional Victorians taking the steps to prevent cancer. A new survey of 800 regional Victorians showed more than two-thirds of people who saw their campaign were now motivated to do a cervical screening test, with almost one-third already booked in. Close to 64% of eligible women in Shepparton are taking part in the National Cervical Screening Program, compared to 69% of all eligible Victorians. And Phillip Island's New Haven jetty has been forced to close over structural concerns. It won't be reopened until testing is completed. It's unclear when Parks Victoria will undertake the works. A close one in the Big V competition has seen the Gators fall to Sunbury by just 5 points. Shepparton is in eighth on the championship ladder. The squad will come up against Blackburn this weekend. And the Gippsland Power Girls have secured their second win of the season in the Coates Talent League, the side downing the Jets by 12 points in Morwell.